Jasmine and her best friend Tom were in the kitchen at Oak Tree Farm when Jasmine's little brother Manu flung the door open and ran in, dropping his coat and school bag on the floor.
"Guess what?"
he said, an enormous grin on his face.
"What?" asked Jasmine, glancing up from the chopping board. She was cutting up a carrot as a treat for Dottie, the pet deer she had recently rescued and adopted.
Dottie only had three legs, which meant she couldn't live in the wild, but she managed very well in the orchard.
"Where's Dad?" asked Manu. "I want to tell you all together."
"In his office," said Jasmine. Their dad was the farmer at Oak Tree Farm. He worked outdoors most of the time, but he had an office in the house where he did all his paperwork.
"Oh, good," said Manu, running out of the room. "I'll go get him. I've got the best news."
Jasmine's mom, Dr. Singh, walked into the kitchen and hung up her car keys. Mom was a vet, and she had picked up Manu from his after-school soccer club on her way home from the office.
"Hey, you two," she said. "I bet you're happy it's Friday." "Yep," said Jasmine. "We're going to spend lots of time with Dottie and Truffle this weekend. Try to cheer them up." Truffle, Jasmine's pet pig, lived with Dottie in the orchard.
"Do you think they're any better today?" asked Mom.
"No," said Jasmine flatly. "They're still lying down all the time, and they've hardly touched their food." Until last week, Jasmine's dad's elderly spaniel, Bramble, had lived in the orchard too. But Bramble hadn't been very well for the past few months, and on Monday, she had died in her sleep.
Mom had tried to comfort Jasmine.
"She was very old for a spaniel, and she had a lovely life. She got to spend every day running around the farm with Dad, and when she wasn't with him, she had Truffle and Dottie to keep her company." But Jasmine was inconsolable. She was very upset about Bramble, but she was even sadder for Truffle and Dottie. They always used to run and greet her every time she came to see them. Truffle would grunt with happiness and flop over to have her tummy tickled. Dottie would lick Jasmine's hand and nuzzle against her.
But since Bramble had passed, they just lay on the grass all day.
Truffle kept her head down and Dottie curled herself up into a ball. They didn't even look up when Jasmine approached. Most worrying of all, they showed no interest in food.
"We're giving them carrots and grapes," Tom told Jasmine's mum.
"We tried apples, but they didn't want them." Just then, Manu came back, dragging Dad by the hand.
"So what's this amazing news then?" asked Mom.
"We found out our parts in the annual nativity play," said Manu. "And guess what me and Ben are going to be?"
"Shepherds?" asked Mom.
Manu grinned and shook his head.
"No."
"Wise men?" asked Dad. Jasmine snorted.
"Wise men? Those two? As if."
"Angels?" said Mum, and everybody laughed.
"Sheep?"
suggested Tom. Manu smiled knowingly.
"Getting closer."
"Cows?" said Tom.
"Pigs?"
Jasmine shook her head. "They're not clever enough to be pigs." Manu could contain himself no longer.
"We're the donkey!"
he burst out. Dad roared with laughter. "Well, that makes perfect sense.
Mrs. Cowan's going to get an actual donkey costume," said Manu, looking as if he might burst with excitement. "Ben's going to be the front legs and the head, and I'm going to be the back legs."
"Well, this is definitely an event that will need to be recorded," said Dad. "We must make sure we get front row seats."
"We're doing a special performance for the old people at Holly Tree House the week before we do the one for the rest of the town, and we're going to have afternoon tea with the residents after the play," said Manu. "Everyone's going to sing Little Donkey when me and Ben come in, except Harrison. He won't sing. He doesn't even want to be in the play."
Harrison was a new boy in Manu's class. Manu and his best friend, Ben, had made friends with him right away. Jasmine's family had heard a lot about Harrison lately. Harrison was autistic, and he liked things to be calm and orderly. So it was very strange, Jasmine thought, that Harrison would want to be friends with her brother. But the boys had bonded over a shared love of bugs, and now they seemed to spend most of their recesses making homes for insects on the school field.
"Can Harrison come over?" asked Manu. "He says there'll be lots of good bugs here because of all the dung."
"I like the sound of Harrison," said Dad. "Not everybody appreciates the finer qualities of farm manure."
"Of course he can come," said Mom. "I'll text his mother."